God's standard. Jesus is Son of God and Son of Man. He is seed of the woman. He is beloved of the Father. He is begotten of the Father before all worlds. He is God of God and light of light, very God of very God. He is the Word made flesh. As a man, his earthly seed was through David, Abraham, Nathan, Mary. Mystery of mysteries, that God, my God, should live and die for me and love me. And throughout his earthly life, Christ demonstrated how God wants man to live. A life lived in unbroken fellowship. A life that learns obedience through suffering. A life that lives and moves and has its being in the power of the Spirit of God. For Christ laid aside his glory, living and dying, as God wants man to live. Trusting him in the power of the Spirit and walking in spirit and truth. Every word he uttered was the word that God had given him to speak. I speak not of myself, but of him that sent me. Every miracle, sign, healing and teaching was in submission to the Father's will. Every word and deed, every prayer and praise was in submission to the Spirit of truth. As God, he had the power to do these things, but for our sake he laid aside his glory. Christ demonstrated by example the only way that a man can live in fellowship with God. During the earthly walk of the Lord, it was learn of me, follow me. But once seated on the right hand of the Father, it is learn Christ, to learn him. To learn to pray, thy will be done. To learn to be led by the Spirit of truth. To learn to abide in Christ and to remain in him. The life of Christ was governed by the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, so that the Father might be glorified in and through the life of the Son. The preeminent mark of a spiritual man is a life governed by the Spirit of Christ, so that God through Christ might be glorified in the life of the believer. We are born from above by the Spirit of Christ who lives in us, indwells us. The new life in Christ is a baby life that must grow and develop into maturity. Christian maturity is to live our life as Christ intended, to live as Christ lived, to pray thy will be done, to be guided by his Holy Spirit, to live and move and have our being in spirit and truth. Then God uses life's circumstances to start to conform us into Christ's image. This transformation process into Christ's likeness is no rhetoric or foolish notion. This is a life that lives and moves and has its being in Christ and Christ alone. It is impossible to reach God's standard in our own fleshly ability. Without me, you can do nothing. But the example of the perfect walk demonstrated by Christ is achievable. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God set the standard and pattern for life in the Lord Jesus. God presents his model for humanity in the life of his Son. But fallen man cannot follow his example by imitation, only by imputation. In our own strength, it engenders despair. But in Christ, it is gloriously achievable. and God planned it this way, to help you realize your own inabilities, and me mine. The disciples in his earthly walk were to learn of him. We are to learn Christ. At times I've walked into carnality and foolishness, but he's never let me go. The school of Christ and transformation into his image is arduous and most painful. And living the Christ life is the most challenging test in any Christian walk. It is hard and unnatural to die to self, for self was enthroned in Eden's garden. It's against all our fallen, sinful human nature craves and delights in. But the only way to learn Christ is to humbly yield to the Spirit's voice, to humbly yield under the mighty hand of God. Fallen man has a heritage of humanism, to be the best that I can be. And we can fight for years, sometimes decades, to be my best, my way. But that's not God's way. The plan and purpose of God is Christ in you and Christ in me, until the beauty and loveliness of Christ is all in all. We can only be his best by submitting our body, soul, and spirit into his guidance, daily dying to self, and moment by moment living in obedience to the Spirit's training.